This is I Choose Life News and Views, sponsored by Indiana Right to Life and Allen County Right to Life, committed to defending innocent human life for all people of all ages. Your hosts are Kathy Humbarger, Amanda Banks, and Scott Kump.
Welcome to I Choose Life News and Views. I'm Kathy Humbarger.
I'm Amanda Banks.
And I'm Scott Kump. Choose Life News and Views is a joint project of Allen County Right to Life, Indiana Right to Life, and Bot Radio Network in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
And now the pro-life news.
This from CitizenLink. On Friday, November 8th, a federal court said a family-run auto lighting company in Indiana should not have to comply with a government mandate requiring it to offer potential abortion-inducing drugs in its employee health plans. The court also said the Obama administration's claim that religious freedom disappears when doing business is, quote, unsound and extraordinary, close quote. Grote Industries, a Catholic-owned business in Madison, also operates in Mexico, Canada, and Germany, and employs more than 450 people. Alliance Defending Freedom filed suit on behalf of the company last year. The opinion issued by the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals halts the mandate as the case continues. Alliance Defending Freedom legal counsel Matt Bowman said the court decision, quote, joins the majority of other rulings on the mandate which have found it to excessively conflict with our nation's guarantee of religious freedom to all Americans, close quote. The Obama administration required for-profit businesses to comply with the Health and Human Services mandate by August of last year. Nonprofits, many of which are faith-based, have a so-called safe harbor until January. More than 75 suits are in play. To date, courts have granted 32 injunctions, halting the mandate on behalf of for-profit businesses. Six of these requests have been denied. On Tuesday, November 11th, Senate Republicans blocked the nomination of a pro-abortion law professor in line for one of three vacancies at a federal appeals court. Senate Democrats did not have the 60 votes necessary to stop the filibuster. Many people were uncomfortable with Nina Pillard's nomination, in part because the court to which she was nominated doesn't have a heavy caseload. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, in fact, has the lowest caseload of any federal circuit in the country. According to Bruce Hosnecht, judicial analyst for Focus on the Family, quote, what this is really all about is the president being upset with the D.C. Circuit for overturning a lot of his initiatives, and so he's trying to pack the court. But this really isn't needed, and the Democrats in 2006 blocked a Republican nominee to this court with the same argument, saying that there's no caseload justification for his nomination, close quote. Pillard, who teaches at Georgetown University, has claimed that abortion frees women and that pro-life laws, quote, enforce women's incubation of unwanted pregnancies, close quote. She also claims ultrasound technology is deceptive.
This is your AFA Indiana News Minute. Townhall.com is reporting that an Indiana high school is wading into the population control debate. One of its readers, Father John Hollowell, a priest and blogger from Indiana, snapped a picture of a sign in the hallway of Northview High School in Brazil, Indiana. The sign read, "Zero population growth. It's up to you. No more than two." Father Hollowell called the sign disturbing. Townhall.com pointed out the overly errant predictions in the 1960s that the world was headed for mass famine and death from starvation that never materialized. It also added, quote, it is not the school's job to dictate family size to its students. This ridiculous project is grounded in junk science and overly hysterical predictions and should not be presented as fact to students. There's more online at afain.net.
Welcome to a Culture of Life update. I'm Becky Rugness. Leroy Carhart, a doctor who does abortions in several states, including Indianapolis, was at the center of controversy earlier this year when 29-year-old Jennifer Mirbelli died after seeking a 33-week abortion from Carhart in Maryland. Operation Rescue filed a complaint with the Maryland Board of Physicians alleging that Carhart failed to follow the law because he left town and could not be reached by family members or emergency room staff as Mirbelli experienced complications from her abortion. After an 8-month review, the board decided not to take action against Carhart. Operation Rescue's Troy Newman stated, "The board has failed in their duty to protect women from Carhart's dangerous abortion practices that have taken the lives of two women, including that of Kristen Gilbert in 2005. All the board has done is ensure that Carhart will kill again." You're up to date with the local culture of life.
Last week, we brought you part of a conversation between Kathy Humbarger and Dr. Donna Harrison of the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists as they discussed the link between abortion and breast cancer. Now we join them once again as they turned their attention to the link between abortion and premature birth.
Here in Indiana, that has been identified by the Indiana Department of Health as one of the issues that they really want to look into, that being infant mortality. Yet, as I look on the website for the Indiana Department of Health, I don't see anything about a possible connection between abortion and preterm births. But again, you have an abundance of information that indicates that there very well could be a link.
Well, there is one of the best established links of almost anything in medicine. We have 139 statistically significant studies that show that women who abort compared to women who give birth have an increased risk of preterm birth in the next or the subsequent pregnancies. And that increased risk is for the especially early preterm birth, the 22 to 28 weekers,
wow,
the ones that are on the ventilator for a long period of time, the ones that spend the time in the ICU, and the ones that are at increased risk of cerebral palsy.
Mm.
So this link is well established, and it's actually been established for over 30 years. In fact, some of the most important institutes in this country, one of them being the Institute of Medicine, in their July 2006 report, went through the causes, consequences, and prevention of preterm birth. It's a good study, but they don't mention induced abortion until Appendix B.
Hmm.
And the way they mention it is they talk about abortion as an unchangeable risk factor. Well, it's simply not true. Induced abortion is completely changeable if you give women the information,
exactly,
and allow them to make an informed decision, not just a decision for abortion, but an informed decision. Tell them that they are increasing their risk of preterm birth in subsequent pregnancies. And again, like breast cancer, it's not all preterm birth. Not everyone who has a preterm birth has had an abortion, and not everyone who has an abortion has a preterm birth.
Mm-hmm.
But those who do have an abortion increase their risk of preterm birth significantly.
Well, I know one.
And that's an important thing for women to know.
It certainly is, and they're not getting this information, and primarily because it, as you said, is being suppressed by the abortion lobby. And I know that you have testified in many state houses trying to get this information to our legislators so that they'll understand the importance of including this in the government required informed consent, which any patient would receive for any kind of medical procedure. Have you been very successful in convincing legislators that they should include this?
There are some states which have looked at the evidence and decided, yes, this is significant and our women need to know. So it's up to the state legislature how much they care about the women in their state. And it's important that they know one abortion increases a woman's risk of preterm birth by 30%.
Wow.
And two or more increases their risk by 50 to 70%. But it dramatically increases the risk, like I said, of the very early birth. The very early preterm birth risk increases by greater than 200%.
That
two
is,
or more abortions. And that's information that states look at and say, yes, we do care about this issue, and we are going to tell women so that they can know that this can affect them.
Well, we want to make certain that our listeners are reminded of your website again. Do you have pamphlets or brochures or anything that can be ordered from your website, or where's a good source to go to get this information that we can pass out not only to our medical providers, but also to our friends and family who might be considering an abortion or, you know, may sometime in the future? This is extremely important information. Where do we go to get it?
Well, we are going to have it within the next couple days up on our website. And our
wonderful
website is www.aaplog.org. And it should be available there very soon on the website. We will have it in downloadable format, or if you don't want to go to the hassle of printing it yourself, we can always send you, for instance, if you're a physician and you wanted to order a packet for your office,
mm-hmm,
patient information brochures, we can print them and send them to you.
Wonderful. Okay, well, it's certainly been a pleasure speaking with you today again, Dr. Harrison. And as I said at the beginning of the program, this information is invaluable, especially to the people who might be touched by an abortion decision, to know that the ramifications of that decision go far beyond what is evident. And it is just an absolute travesty that this information is being withheld from women, and in some cases that they're actually being lied to, and the solid evidence is being denied as being authentic or credible. So we appreciate all the work you're doing. I know you've been to Indiana several times, and we plan to have you back again. Give your website one more time, Dr. Harrison, and if folks have questions, is there a way through the website to ask questions, or can they get in touch with you in some way?
Yes. I'll give you the website again. It's aaplog.org. Or you can email me at prolifeob@gmail.com. prolifeob@gmail.com.
That's pretty simple. And again, we appreciate your going out on the limb with your professional career to take on these unpopular positions. And our thanks also to your husband, who I'd like our listeners to know is also a doctor and has really encouraged you to take this time away from practicing medicine in order to do this full time. And we certainly appreciate the sacrifices that your family is making to protect women. God bless you. And we'll pray for you as you continue to walk through those doors that the Lord opens for you.
Thank you.
My guest today is Mike Fichter, Executive Director of Indiana Right to Life. We've had Mike on many times, of course, and today I just wanted to discuss a couple different items with Mike. Thank you for joining me today, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome. Always a joy to be on the program.
Well, thank you. And first, I wanted to bring our listeners up to speed on a new advancement that Indiana Right to Life has launched. We're becoming more and more high-tech all the time. And most recently, you have launched a mobile app. And this is something that can really bring the resources of Indiana Right to Life to you as fast and as accessible as possible right on your mobile device. Maybe some of our listeners, though, aren't that familiar with apps and how they work and how you get them and so forth. So we wanted to go through the basics today and talk about that. First of all, Mike, why don't you just tell us why you decided to launch an app for Indiana Right to Life?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and really it comes down to tapping into a cutting-edge communications stream so that we can effectively bring the pro-life message to an even broader audience than what we are doing right now. And when I started to do the research on mobile apps and whether or not it would be worth our time to head into this area, what I learned was that there are 1 million smartphones sold worldwide on a daily basis, and that consumers now, 50% of data that consumers online absorb these days are absorbed through mobile devices, and that number continues to grow well beyond 50%. And right now, as we're talking, 66% of Americans have a mobile app device. And of those 66% of Americans using mobile apps, they will spend an average of 80 minutes per day on either their mobile phone or on their iPad or whatever tablet device that they have. So it's very clear that the communication stream is very strongly heading into the direction of mobile devices. And, of course, what that does is it untethers users from having to be in front of their computer, being at their desk, being at home, wherever it might be. So a mobile app brings our messaging and everything we want to share with consumers. It brings it to folks wherever they're at, as long as they have a smartphone or a tablet with them and they have connectivity, they can access Indiana Right to Life stuff. So, you know, basically, we're stepping into the forefront of a brand new era in communications now. And I'm proud to say that Indiana Right to Life is actually the first Right to Life organization in the country with a mobile app.
Wow, that is very impressive. Congratulations. That is
Thank
wonderful.
You.
Yes. You're listening to Mike Fichter, and we're talking about the new mobile app available from Indiana Right to Life and why they chose to launch this now. He just said they were the first state Right to Life organization to do so. So that's very exciting. Well, Mike, why don't we talk about how this works? Maybe beginning even before that by talking about how you would receive this, how you would access this app from your mobile device if you haven't had much familiarity with that in the past.
That's a great question. If you have a smartphone, you have a universe of what's called mobile apps at your fingertips. Some of them will charge you for using the app. Some of them are free. The Indiana Right to Life app is absolutely free. And the way that you would download the app to your phone is you go to your, normally it's called a Play Store or an App Store that's on your smartphone menu, and you can go there and search on either IRTL or you can type in the full name Indiana Right to Life, and you'll see our mobile app will be one of the apps that show up that you can download. And then you just follow the simple on-screen prompts on your phone or your tablet to download the app so that you can start using it. It takes, oh, probably about 2 minutes to download and install the app on your phone. And once you have it on your phone, it opens up a brand new world of opportunity to learn a lot of different stuff that we can't directly communicate right now, as well as opening the door to a lot of new resources.
It's a wonderful app, and I have it on my phone. I'm actually looking at it as we talk. Why don't we go through it, Mike, and tell our listeners what sorts of information and resources they can access there?
Well, you know, the thing that I think is actually the most powerful tool on the entire app is on the homepage when you first load it up. You'll see a little icon of a heart, and when you go to that section of the app, it will actually take you to a searchable directory of free pro-life pregnancy resource centers in the entire country, and that's available 24/7. We're linking to CareNet, and all you need to do is type in, I think, a zip code, and it will take you directly to the nearest pregnancy resource centers. The reason that's important is that we have a lot of folks that may, in this coming year, encounter friends, women, family members who are dealing with a crisis pregnancy. They may be talking to someone at a point of high crisis, and instead of having to, you know, go old school and try to find a phone book or, you know, go to your computer and type in, where can I find a crisis pregnancy center, if you're at the city park and you're talking to a young woman who's at a period of crisis, you can pull out your mobile app, type in where you're at, your zip code, and it will pull up the nearest free pregnancy services for her. And it's just a powerful, powerful resource. And even when traveling, and you never know when conversations like that may come up. And while we have it on our Indiana app, it's applicable across the entire country. So you're on vacation, you meet somebody that just in conversation, you learn that there's a need there. This app will help connect that woman directly to the free resources in her community.
That is awesome. Very, very cool. What kinds of information, you know, news and so forth, can they find on the app?
Well, we link to all kinds of stuff. You'll get Indiana news and the latest blogs that we post through our normal website, our homepage online. But you can also link to lifenews.com. You can get direct breaking news as it happens from them. And, of course, they cover national and international type of news. So that's an extremely valuable app just to have that at your fingertips as well. And, you know, the sky's the limit, not only on getting the text information that you can read, but going over to our media section, we have videos available that you can watch online, as well as this program that we're on right now. Folks can not only listen to the current week's program by just, you know, clicking on the app and going to the media section, they can actually go back for the entire 2013 broadcast schedule and listen to every episode that we have aired across Indiana, and even beyond that, go back to our best of section where we've put, you know, just the special editions over the years that have received the highest rate of comment. We've put those in a special section, a best of, that folks can listen to as well. So literally, you have between the news streams that you can have coming to your app and the media feeds between video and the podcast of this program, you have hundreds of different resources at your fingertip. And you can, again, wherever you're at with your mobile phone or your tablet, you can access this information.
That is pretty awesome. I love the app with our radio program on it in particular. Another application or choice you have when you go to the Indiana Right to Life application is events. And we've been talking about the Hendricks County Banquet on another interview recently. Now that I'm clicking on events and there it is. Hendricks County Banquet, November 21st, featuring Greg Garrison and Sherry Kagi. And it has information on how you can purchase tickets. And since we're right here, I think I'll just repeat that you can call Indiana Right to Life for your tickets. That number is 317-632-2242. Again, 317-632-2242. 2242, and that's all on the Indiana Right to Life app. Anything else you want to say about the events there, Mike?
Just that it's a great way to stay up to date on what's happening around the entire state of Indiana. I know back in late August, as we were loading in all of the events coming up in August, September, October, November in Indiana, the event schedule became really impressive on the app. The older events have now rolled off, so we don't have as many dates on there right now. But at one time, it was really cool to pull up the event section and see, I think it was somewhere 12 to 15 different events coming up. And it not only helps you to know what's coming up in your local community, but there are such high-quality events happening around the state of Indiana. Indiana is not that large of a state, and when you look at our event calendar, there may be things that may be a 2 or 3 hour drive away, but it's going to be well worth your time to go and hear a motivating message or participate in just an uplifting program.
Absolutely. Another tab on the app is a donate tab, and that actually is a good segue into what I wanted to speak with you next about. As we think about the end of the year, which is really hard to believe, at least for me it is, that we should be talking about that already, but it is November, and we all are familiar with year-end giving, but I wanted to take a minute, Mike, to talk about the importance of year-end giving for Indiana Right to Life specifically. Of course, folks can go to the donate tab on our app, and there's many other ways that they can give to Indiana Right to Life. What are some of those ways, Mike?
Well, you know, you had mentioned how important the year-end giving is, and it really is. I mean, people hear that, and, you know, I think that there's a tendency just for it to go over all of our heads because every one of us, we get so many appeals at the end of the year that, you know, we have to prioritize. But I can tell the listeners that for Indiana Right to Life in particular, we don't have an annual event like many of our local affiliates where there are large banquets or different fundraising events that comprise the majority of their annual budget. Indiana Right to Life is not structured that way. And so year-end giving actually comprises roughly one-third of our entire annual budget. So when we send out letters and communicate to folks and through our email streams and other ways of communication, folks are going to be seeing a lot of our communication about the importance of year-end giving, and it really, really is. And it's not only important to our annual budget in finishing the year strong, but it's extremely important in going into the new year strong. And that's critical because, of course, the new year means the start of a brand new legislature in Indianapolis. So we must be at maximum strength as we close the year out and as we head into the new year. And it's not unusual for every organization's funding cycle to sort of have waves in it. Every nonprofit has that. And, you know, typically after the holidays, we see a little bit of a drop in funding because folks are still digging out from the holidays, frankly. So that just stresses, again, why the year-end giving is so critical for us, because when we start the new year on strong footing, a solid foundation, that gives us the momentum to head into the new legislative session and carries us through what typically is a slow time for that 30 to 60 days following the holidays. Now, with all of that said, we try to provide a lot of different options for folks to consider and pray about when it comes to year-end giving. And the simplest ways to do a year-end gift is to go on our website at irtl.org, and we have a secure, safe function there for folks to make online donations, and they can choose whether it needs to be tax-deductible or not and so forth. And we give information on that. But we also offer the unique ability to donate non-cash assets as well. And so for folks that may be considering donating a vehicle, it could be things like a boat, could be a vacation home, could be property, could be a lot of different things. We just want to make that venue available, that option available for folks to consider. But the number one thing that I just stress with folks is just to really prayerfully consider making Indiana Right to Life a priority of your year-end giving, and then just using that serious reflection to see what level of giving would God place on your heart. So we recognize that's totally up to families as they pray about this decision. We just ask that we would be in that top consideration to be a priority level year-end gift. It's really important to our ministry.
Absolutely. And there are benefits to the giver as well, right? I mean, I think it's worth mentioning the tax benefits of giving a year-end gift.
Yeah, very much so. And if you have a tax advisor, this is the time of the year to really start discussing with that tax professional what your benefits might be, because we all know that we live in a day and age where the government seems to want more and more and more of our tax dollars, and that's just the reality of the world that we live in right now. But by taking advantage of charitable giving rules that are still in play, there are a lot of ways that instead of sending huge amounts of tax dollars to the government, you can do charitable giving and lower your tax responsibility with the government while supporting a great cause at the same time. So it really is the time of year right now to consider how the tax benefits of a charitable contribution may benefit you and keep more of your dollars going into ministry and less of your dollars going into the government tax coffers. And it is important to note that particularly for gifts that are mailed in, those gifts must be postmarked before midnight on December 31st. So you can't on January 1st decide, well, it would have been great to donate, this amount of money and reduce my tax liability. It's too late at that point because the postmark on that envelope will be what the IRS would go by in determining the year in which that gift was made. So it's critical to make your year-end gift before midnight on December 31st.
Okay. Well, listeners, I do hope you'll prayerfully consider that and giving to Indiana Right to Life at the end of this year, 2013. Now would be a great time before we get too busy with holiday parties and Christmas shopping and all of the rest. There is a lot to fill up our calendar in this last part of the year. Also, in addition to considering that financial gift, please do check out the Indiana Right to Life mobile app. If you haven't done so already, you can simply search in your Play Store on your mobile device for Indiana Right to Life or IRTL, and you'll have access anytime you want it to I Choose Life news and views, as well as a lot of good information and the event schedule around the state, as Mike talked about. Mike, thanks so much for joining us today and for bringing us up to speed on these important topics.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
If you or someone you know is in a crisis pregnancy, call 877-791-5475. If you or someone you know is dealing with grief and pain after an abortion decision, whether you had an abortion, convinced someone else to have an abortion, or even participated in a procedure, call 877-791-5475. You'll be referred to a crisis pregnancy center in your area, a place where free and confidential services are available. That's 877-791-5475.
You've been listening to I Choose Life News and Views. If you have questions about this program or if you'd like to support the fight for life, please call 260-471-1849 or go to ichooselife.org, because without the right to life, no other rights matter.